Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Kevin Jones of USMEF. Back with Kevin in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Kevin Jones is from Idaho. He has recently been elevated to the chairman-elect position of the U.S. Meat Export Federation at their business meetings out on the West Coast. And Kevin says the mood of the ship, especially for beef exports, pretty good right now.
Well, you know, so in spite of all the trade rhetoric that's going on and retaliatory tariffs, et cetera, it's been a pretty good year for especially for beef. Pork's holding their own. But for the beef sector, where we really got a good story to tell this year, it looks like we're going to top $8 billion in exports. That equates back to about $320 per head for the producers. So
that's great. And the numbers, again, they speak to that. These are record numbers, right, for beef?
Oh, yeah, absolutely record numbers. So looking forward again next year. So we've got some issues that we need to get worked out. Hopefully the administration, U.S. and Japan, can get a free trade agreement worked out. We're concerned about that because the TPP 11 countries are going to start enjoying a preferential tariff than the U.S. So we're going to be at a disadvantage there next year if we don't get something quickly done. So
obviously with those tariffs, and I know pork is suffering right now, are they feeling it yet, or has the impact already kind of been happening there with pork?
It hasn't yet, but it will. So I think that's the thing that we need to see, is that we stay on a level playing field. So of course, pork in China and Mexico have both been impacted there with the tariffs there.
What kind of impact are we looking at, you think? Do you all have any expectations or projections on that?
Well, you know, China, probably nothing's going to happen very quickly. Hopefully I'm wrong and we see something come around there, because that would be fantastic for pork. You know, Mexico, we've got the FTA. It's got to be ratified. We're hoping to see that done quickly and get back to a normal relationship there with Mexico. So that'd be a real big positive for the pork side. In the meantime, you know, we've got a real success story for pork in Central America, South America. Both seeing big increases down there for pork products. So
I know that's in line with what you guys are trying to do with opening up a lot of new markets around the world and strengthening those existing relationships as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to continue to look at all those markets and continue to build on them. We're going to add three or four more new people down there in South America to help promote pork and beef throughout the continent.
Yeah, so in the meantime, though, beef, it looks like, is on a very positive trend. You think that's going to continue?
Yeah. As I said, we're concerned about the difference in tariffs that we're going to be faced with next year going to Japan. But when you look at markets like Korea, I mean, we've got the FTA, we've got a good tariff rate going into there. We've saw absolutely phenomenal growth in Taiwan, Korea, Japan. So I think we'll continue to see good growth in all those markets. And we just need to have access.
I think it is a compliment to the industry and the product that it's producing. That Japan, there actually is a tariff there right now, and a pretty stiff one that people don't always talk about. But even so, with that, we're seeing great numbers come out of that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We've been at 38.5% tariff going in Japan, and so have all the other countries until TPP has been ratified, and then they're going to drop to 26%. and then see reductions from there over the next several years. So we'll be stuck behind if we don't have a free trade agreement put into place there with Japan.
Kevin Jones of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking with our own Carson Horn. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.